MP Mayen Deng Alier, who represents Jonglei State in the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, says the number of lives lost following several days of fighting in Pibor and Jonglei is shocking.
Other than it being a tribal issue between the Murle community and the people of Mer Nation from Jonglei State, we should see if the other motives other than the revenge attack and all these kind of things. So it is an issue that the leaders from the Bibor administrative area and Jonglei State should sit down and look into. And also the national leaders who are concerned with security aspect and the political issues, they should look into this so that the situation can be arrested.
The latest wave of violence began 2 weeks ago when a group of armed militiamen known as the White Army from neighboring Jonglei State attacked parts of Greater Pibor administrative area. Local authorities say the perpetrators killed dozens of people, burnt homes, stole livestock, and caused tens of thousands of families to be displaced from their homes. Alier says President Salva Kiir should question Lokalia Mayor, the chief administrator of Greater Pibor, and Jonglei Governor Dine Chagur as to why they have done little to control armed groups from attacking their neighbors.
The major aspect now is the issue of cattle rustling. What policies can be introduced to avoid the occurrence of some people going and, taking property that belongs to other people and in the process damaging both lives and property. So it is an issue that is threatening the national security in the country.
Alier says if parliament were not in recess, the cattle raids in Greater Pibor would be a top agenda item. MP Helen Ngaidok, who represents Gumru County in the National Legislative Assembly, says she is deeply concerned about the violence in her area.
I also have family there, half relatives, and in this conflict, my people are the ones suffering the most. Yeah, if it continues, of course, then the consequences will be both long-term and also short-term. The short-term ones will be destruction and loss of life, as it is already happening. And the long-term one, of course, we will have trauma, especially for those who are affected. And there's also going to be poverty because, in a conflict, of course, people will lose property. Will also lose cattle, which is their main source of income. There will also be destruction of structures, whereby some of the people who are affected will have no shelters, they will have no clothing. So it's a disaster by itself.
Ngaidok says parties to the peace deal are at the final pace of implementing the agreement, but the fighting in Pibor could derail security arrangements and cause a further displacement. The South Sudan People's Defense Force says the attacks and counterattacks by arms groups in the Greater Pibor and Jonglei have overwhelmed the army. Military spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kong says four of the soldiers were killed recently in Jonglei State.
The White Army from Greater Jonglei invaded Greater Pibor in thousands. We could not intervene in every front. We only fought back self-defense. If you could remember, when Gumruk was repeatedly attacked, and that was the only thing that we could do. The same thing in Jonglei now. A lot of attacks are being reported all over in Duke County, in Pajut, in Huror, in Nyerol, in Akobo. And we do not have presence in all some of the villages that are being attacked.
General Kong says the army was only able to intervene when cattle raiders left stolen livestock near their military barracks. In a joint statement released 2 weeks ago, UNMISS, the African Union, IGAD, the Troika, the European Union, and RJMEC all called on South Sudanese leaders to urgently intervene to stop the fighting in Pibor. They also called on South Sudanese leaders to ensure the safety and security of civilians, as well as unimpeded humanitarian access to people affected by the fighting. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.